the former events manager at the Coliseum, Todd DiStefano, and two rave promoters, Pasquale Rotella and Reza Jarami, are out on bail. But they say they're unable to conduct business with their assets frozen in the bribery and kickback case. In court today, the judge set a hearing on the motion for next Monday. Prosecutor Jennifer Snyder says the government needs to keep the assets frozen because the alleged victim in this case, the taxpayers, need to get money back that they claim was illegally taken.
It permits you to seize up to 3 times the value of the loss or the taking. So in this case, the loss that we estimate from the charges was approximately $2.5 million.
Previously, Pat Lynch, the former GM of the Coliseum, avoided a possible 12-year prison sentence by pleading guilty to a single count of conflict of interest. John Brooks, KNX 1070 News Radio.